Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. I'm Emily Valdez. Top local story. We should learn more later on today as to when Kaiser officials will reopen their Woodland Hills Medical Center. It's been shut down gradually over the past few days, all because of a water main break.
As Kaiser officials first tried to get the repairs done, they canceled doctor's appointments and surgeries. And last night, they took some other major steps, shutting down urgent care and the ER. The rest of the hospital patients will be moved out today. Of course, when a hospital shuts down for any reason, paramedics have to take people elsewhere. LA Fire Captain Eric Scott says they have technology that notifies them of the closures, and there are a lot of alternatives to choose from in LA.
The challenge is if maybe that hospital that is shut down is specializes in something, whether it's pediatrics or cath lab for cardiovascular patients or even a stroke lab. So then we need to make sure that we're taking our patients to the appropriate destination to handle their main medical complaint.
The hospital has remained open since the break happened Saturday night, although it's been operating with reduced services until now. In Woodland Hills, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A former CEO of the Recording Academy denying a statement by his ousted successor that he raped a foreign recording artist, actress, and that the attack was the real reason he stepped down last year. The claim against Neil Portnow was made by Deborah Dugan, who herself was forced to step down from the CEO position last week. Portnow says the suggestion that there was a rape is disseminating a lie, and he called it a baseless complaint. Portnow also denied that he asked Dugan to pay him for consulting services. Dugan said he wanted a $750,000 consulting fee and that members of the board asked Dugan to put him on retainer. A woman from Newport Beach has pleaded guilty to paying a company $9,000 to take online classes for her son at Georgetown University so he could graduate. Karen Littlefair entered the plea in Boston after reaching a deal with prosecutors. They plan to recommend a sentence of 4 months behind bars and a fine. The case is part of a nationwide college admission scandal that has ensnared dozens of wealthy parents, several of them here in Southern California. The Los Angeles County Sheriff claiming victory after an infectious disease breakout inside his largest jail.
LA County Sheriff's Department says it has successfully isolated a mumps breakout at Men's Central Jail, first reported about 2 months ago. Over the past 2 months, the sheriff says that they have successfully vaccinated thousands of inmates.
And as everyone knows, this is the largest jail system in the country, if not the world.
We're able to get 3,400 of them vaccinated, which was a huge deterrent to the spread of this disease.
Commander Jason Wallach, he says 47 inmates were infected. He says they brought county health in and that they made sure that the outbreak was defeated.
We could do that because we were invited in. It was a very human-centered approach.
Population at LA Men's Central Jail is 4,500 people. Mumps is a virus. It's noted by chills and fever and most often spread by person-to-person contact. In downtown LA at Sheriff's Headquarters, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The city of LA cracking down on cleaning up the streets. Sanitation officials announced they are going to take a tougher stand, and that's going to include adding police at certain cleanup sites. The head of the Bureau of Sanitation says his teams will also focus on areas with high activity.
The LAPD HOPE officers will be pre-deployed along with care teams at sites where we have documented histories of potential escalation or aggressive, potentially confrontational behavior.
The issue over trash and homeless encampments has been a long-standing battle at City Hall, with some criticizing recent efforts by the mayor, calling his cleanup efforts too sensitive. Sanitation officials say cleanup teams will also fully enforce municipal rules that limit the quantity of items, the number of items that can be kept on the street. No new tuition hike for the 10-campus UC system, at least for the moment.
The Board of Regents of the UCs put off a vote to raise tuition fees until a later date, but didn't say when that that date would be. The president of the system said they wanted more time to consider the proposed plans and is open to discussion about fee hikes. The governor put more money in the budget for higher education this year, so he was opposed to a hike in fees for the schools, and the head of the system recognized that fact in a statement. The governor's budget includes upwards of $270 million for the coming year. Bob Brill, KNXN 70 News Radio.
The state's so-called gig law is undergoing a few language changes to address some misconceptions. It went into effect January 1st and takes aim at employee misclassification, including drivers of rideshare apps. Many in the trucking industry have criticized the law, how it will be implemented, and a federal judge has blocked the law from applying to them. Assemblywoman Lorena Gonzalez, who backed the measure, says the changes could provide clarity and help those affected to adjust. A fifth body discovered at a Tijuana home where a Garden Grove couple's bodies were found has led authorities to suspect the couple's son-in-law, who's in custody, is a serial killer. A Baja prosecutor says the man may have lured other victims who were looking to buy cars. The suspect was deported from the U.S. 8 years ago. He'd been living at the property owned by his in-laws. They were reported missing nearly 2 weeks ago.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.